call them kind of foolish.
What, would one child call another child something?
Scary cat.
Okay. The old gray mare, she ain't what she...
used to be.
Is there a negative form of used to be? You know, you might say she is afraid now, but she...
didn't used to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the one I use too. Somebody who leaves a lot of money lying around and then doesn't lock his door, you'd say he's awfully...
careless.
Mm-hmm. Then there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
cranky.
Or more than cranky.
Crazy.
Yeah. Is there another word for that?
Nutty.
Is there one beginning with a Q?
Queer.
Mm-hmm. Well, does that mean... what does that mean?
Well, she's odd. She's different.
Can queer mean something else? Does it have a different meaning today than it used to have?
Not too much to me. A queer person is an odd person. It's just different. Mm-hmm. As my friend over here says, I'm just cute.
If a man is very sure of his own ways and he won't change, you might say to him, don't be so...
I know the word I want to use right now. He's just... like a camp. Stubborn.
All right. Would you ever call him something headed?
Yeah. Pig-headed.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Bull-headed.
All right. Somebody you can't joke with without him losing his temper. He's mighty.
Sensitive.
All right. And you'd say to him, don't get...
upset.
Or if he really loses his temper, don't get... you know, he's really shouting and throwing things. I didn't know he was going to get so...
upset, I'd say.
Would you say angry or mad?
I'd say mad first.
All right. And then if you didn't want him to get mad, you'd say, now just keep with that...
keep quiet. Calm down.
All right. If you've been working very hard, you'd say, I'm feeling awfully...
tired.
And if you're really tired, you say, I'm all...
worn out.
Mm-hmm, good. If a person has been well, and all of a sudden you hear that he has a disease, you say, well, when did he...
get sick?
Mm-hmm. And, if he sat in a draft and then he began to cough and sneeze and so forth, you said he must have...
caught cold.
Mm-hmm. And if it affected his voice, which is what these interviews always do to mine, you say he's getting...
hoarse.
Mm-hmm. And then if you go, you say, I've got a...
cough.
And if you were in need of repose, you'd say, I'd better go to bed, I'm feeling...
tired.
Or...
worn out.
We're actually planning on going to sleep. I'm feeling...
I'm going to bed.
Well, I'm feeling what, though?
Sleepy.
Okay. But at 6 o'clock, I will...
get up.
Before you get up, you have to...
wake up.
Mm-hmm. And he's still sleeping. You better go...
wake him up.
Mm-hmm. And if the medicine is still by the patient's bedside, you say to him, well, why haven't you... blank your medicine?
Taking that medicine.
And he says, why, yesterday I...
took it.
And tomorrow I will.
We'll take it.
Mm-hmm. Somebody who can't hear anything is stone...
deaf.
And if he began... if he was working very hard out in the sun, he might take his wet shirt off and say, look how much I have.
What?
He was talking about the wet on the shirt.
Oh.
Look how much I have.
Sweat.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Not perspire. That's too fancy. Mm-hmm.
Were you using that in the past tense? Look how much I...
let's see. Look how much I have sweated.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And this charging sore that comes to a head is a...
charging sword?
A sore. Like on your arm, you might have a... or on your neck.
I don't know what the question is.
A discharging sore that comes to a head.
Oh, gosh.